Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here for some fun Disney talk. Today's show is a little bit different for a Monday. We open up the phone lines and get your advice on tips you would give the class of 2019 if you were the speaker at the big commencement ceremony for Walt Disney World travelers. What advice would you give the folks going to Walt Disney World for the very first time, or even those folks getting their PhD in Disney travel? Been there, done that a million times. But what are some of those things that maybe we've forgotten that'll make our next Disney trips great? We get some great calls. It's a lot of fun. And we do have this annoying Skype ring for the first two or three calls. And then I solve the problem. I promise you, once we get past 20 minutes and the second or third caller, it's smooth sailing. So I apologize for that. So hang tight through that. Today's show brought to you by our friends at touringplans.com. They're going to keep you out of lines and seeing the most amount of attractions possible on your next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Universal vacation. So check them out today. Great services for the cost of a couple of Mickey bars over at touringplans.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You get all your Prime benefits, costs you nothing extra, and it really, really does help support the show. So when you do that online shopping, please use our link at brguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1499 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Monday to you. Hopefully you're having a great start to your week. We're here in the middle of June. Hopefully summer is settling in. I know our friends on the East Coast, hey, you're almost to the end of the school year. And our friends down in the South and the Midwest, you're halfway through summer already. So it's kind of ironic if you're a teacher. It just depends where you live as to how much fun you can have and when you can have that fun. But either way, summer is here. We're going to have a great time going back and taking your calls today, because we did a show a couple weeks back, with the graduation season going on, giving advice. If we were the commencement speaker to the class of 2019 Walt Disney World traveler, what would we tell these folks that maybe are folks that have never gone before? This is like their bachelor degree. You know, they're getting their degree. They're going out in the world for the first time. They really don't know what they're getting themselves into. But then you also have people that have masters and people that have gotten their doctorates. And, they've been through a few graduation ceremonies, heard a lot of great advice in their day. But maybe there's something that they're so focused on the details that maybe big picture we don't think about as, folks with our PhDs in Walt Disney World travel. So we're going to have a good time tonight, taking your calls at 407-413-9395 for the next hour. And having a good time. So joining me today for this fun show, we have Ricky from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less. Ricky, what's going on?
Happy midsummer, kind of June. It's a weird time of year. You're right. Like, it's getting hot outside. I'm not, like, enjoying the afternoons because it's, like, so hot. But then, it's nice to go outside in the evening and sit on my back porch and have a nice drink and maybe catch up on all the Disney news. So yeah, it's like that weird time where, like, you hibernate in the daytime and then you go out at night, which I much prefer.
I agree.
The winter. Yeah.
The bad thing is, of course, here in the Midwest, we've had, like, horrible flooding this year. It's almost to the levels of 1993, which was the record setting year. Yeah. With, where I live right now, we live about a mile from the Missouri River, actually a little bit less than a mile, and that river is just raging. It's not close to our house, but it's closed a bunch of roads around us. And it's just, like, when we go outside, it is a nice time of the year, but this year the mosquitoes and the gnats are horrible. Ugh. Like, they can pick you up. It's terrible because of the flooding.
Oh, yeah, that's awful. Just make sure you spray yourself with lots of mosquito repellent. I found a great version from Off last year that, I think it has no DEET in it or something like that. And I used it a lot last year, and I loved it because it didn't have that weird smell that sometimes, mosquito repellent has.
Am I weird? It smells like summer. It's like summer perfume.
Louis. To me, summer perfume is sunscreen. I'd much rather smell like sunscreen than bug spray. So I'm all, like, I can't have a citronella candle on my back porch because I hate the smell of it. Like, it smells awful to me. So I don't know. I'm one of those weirdos, but but spray me down in sunscreen and I'm good to go.
See, I like the smell of bug spray. I know it's crazy, but it just, you know, it smells like baseball, smells like summer in St. Louis. I don't know.
Maybe you're a bug. I don't know.
All right. So now again, when we finish a show and, you know, you listen to the show, you're out on your run today, maybe you're taking the dog for a walk, doing the dishes, what have you. Check out the YouTube channel, youtube.com/BeerGuestPodcast, and there's lots of, we're going to feed a lot of stuff through the screen there on the video because we have the lower third with lots of suggestions. We're going to try to keep up with them, but you guys are so awesome. They're flying by, so we're going to get to those in the show, but also check out the video because we may miss a few here or there. Again, phone lines are open right now, 407-413-9395. Please do call in and become a part of the show. We love it when you are a part of the show. So one of the tips that we got already in the live chat, and I really agree with this one, is to ask for Disney gift cards for graduation gifts or whatever. Like, I'll ask for them since my trips, I always go for marathon weekend. Sometimes I go solo. Sometimes a family goes. But, you know, Christmas is a couple weeks before marathon weekend. So a lot of times, instead of asking for, like, you know, if you don't ask for anything, you'll end up getting, like, a plaid shirt or something, you know, some underwear, some socks, whatever, you know, boring. So I'll ask for Disney gift cards.
You're wearing socks sometimes.
You do need them. You do need them. But I'll tell you what, Disney gift cards open up the world to you. So, Ricky, is that's one that Todd suggested in the live chat. But what about you? Are you somebody who does ask for Disney gift cards? Because I do.
You know, I don't ask for them. But at this point, my family knows that, if they're stuck on me for whatever reason, that a Disney gift card is just the best option. Like, they already know. Like, they're like, here you go. Here's your Disney gift card. So, but that's, I mean, like I said, I've trained my family well.
You know, because I think you can't go wrong with the Disney fan if you get them a gift card, because what it does, I mean, it gives them options. They can use that for a trip, you know, part of their balance if they're really frugal. You know, I never put it towards a balance. I should probably, you know, put it towards my hotel room or something. But what I do is I use those to buy the things that I probably wouldn't buy otherwise. You know, like at the expo, I might buy an extra, you know, race shirt that I... We're getting ready to move, and my wife is just all over me about how many running shirts I have. Because you got to remember, I run all these races. I do Dopey every year. That's six, and I usually buy two more, you know, short sleeve ones. So it's ridiculous. And, you know, I don't need them, but that's kind of the stuff I do. You know, I look at it as you're pretty frugal. I mean, I buy the extras. Do you?
You know, it depends. I tend to spend my money on food more than I do on items, which, you know, my waistline doesn't particularly care for. When I do save my Disney gift cards and I will buy something that I know that I want. The problem is I'm weirdly frugal in that, like, I want to save the gift cards for just in case. I don't know what my, like, mental process is behind this, because I know I'm like I know I have it. I know I'm gonna buy whatever it is, but I'm still saving that gift card for the future, and I don't know why. So I finally recently, the last trip I took, I actually decided, no, you know what? I have one of the gift cards. I'm going to use it. I'm buying a gift for myself. So I bought one of those. You know, they have the Walk Around the World bricks that they're selling right now.
Yeah,
Walt
I
want
to get
World.
One of those. I meant to get one.
Yes, I have a good idea for. I want one more, and I have a really good idea. And I think when you find out what I'm going to do, you're going to want one of those too. So I bought one for me and Brian, and I put our anniversary on it. And I was like, you know what? Because I didn't get to do it when they did it the first time.
Let's get this call. I don't know why that isn't turning down.
I don't know. That's awfully loud. Yeah.
That was super loud. Sorry about that, everybody. I don't know why I didn't mute. Hey, we have a caller. Guess what? So we cut Ricky off on her brick story. Nicely done. What's going on? Who's joining us?
Hey, this is Michael from Charlotte.
Hey, Michael. How's it going?
Hey, Michael. I know. You didn't want to hear any more about my brick story. That's fine. Thanks.
So what's going on?
Hey, I was just gonna say a tip that we're trying out this time is to do a split stay, to do just a short piece of the dining plan.
Nice.
Oh, that is good. That is excellent.
So we kind of load up on a few character dinners, but there's some things that we want to do later in the week that is just, they're just not really good for the dining plan because they just don't cost a lot of money.
That's
so,
a good idea.
That's one of the things we're looking at, and a good way to also try the dining plan if you're not familiar with it.
So let me ask you, like, what are the dynamics of the trip? Like, where are you staying on the split, and are you doing the dining plan in the first half or the second half?
Yeah, actually, we're staying at the same resort. We're staying at Grand Floridian.
Oh.
And I do understand that there's a nuance to it, that I guess they can only split it if there's availability. Mike, you probably know more about that. But anyway, we were able to do it. So the first couple of nights of our trip, we are doing the dining plan, and we're going to do Ohana and then 1900 Park Fair. Sweet. And, you know, some things like that, Be Our Guest.
Nice.
For lunch. So kind of loading up on the higher dollar meals. And then but then we're staying in the same room, supposedly, for the second half.
Yeah, just make sure that you let them know on the first reservation, or your travel agent, whoever you're working with, just let them know that you're continuing on into a second reservation at the same resort, and they will do everything they can to keep you in the same room. Now, you may have to move, but they usually, I'd say 80% of the time, they'll keep you in the same room. And let me just tell you, I'm bestowing the PhD on you right here at the commencement ceremony, because that's how you do it right there. You take those big single credit meals like 1900 Park Fair, Ohana, Be Our Guest in some instances, and that's right. Use the dining plan, and then later on in the week when you're not going to use it as much, you're out of there. This is a black diamond tip. I like this.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's the first time we're trying it. One other thing with the dining plan, I'll say that's maybe a good tip for other levels is we did it one other time before, and our kids were a lot younger, and basically I was the only one that knew what the heck was going on with it. And we were staying at Art of Animation at the time. This was about 4 years ago. And so it was very stressful. Every time we went into the big food court at Art of Animation, I had to tell my wife and tell my one older kid that could understand at the time, what they needed to get. So my advice would be also is to kind of have, make sure the other adults understand how the dining plan works, so it's just not all on one person, because it was kind of stressful for a little bit, and we haven't done it since then.
Well, yeah, I 100% agree with you on that, because especially you said at the food courts, like if I'm staying at Pop or Riverside or what have you, what I see a lot of times is folks go up to check out, go to the cast member working the cash register, and maybe it's their first Disney trip and they do have the dining plan, but they have the same thing, like they have no idea, well, if you're using a dining credit, you should probably go back and get a milk, or you should go back and get a dessert, And it's like it's exactly like when people don't know what's going on with the dining plan, you have family scattering. Okay, we got to go grab two tie-dye cheesecakes. We got to get a bottle of soda, because I got to make sure that I get my value out of it. But it slows the lines down. It really does when they're trying to explain what you need if you're using a credit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were huddling up away from the cash register like we were running a play or something. And we were like, okay, go get two milks, go get some grapes or some apples, whatever, because we didn't want to be the person that's like running around. But yeah, I mean, it was, and we had, and like I said, we haven't done it since then, just mainly because our kids were younger. Now they're at an age a little bit older where we get a little more value out of it. But I mean, I recommended it.
I do not know why that's making that noise. Sorry. I have it muted.
It's possessed tonight, apparently.
Hang on. My apologies. All right, sorry about that. Just call back, second caller. Don't call yet. I don't know what's going on. No, that's a great tip. And we've been there, but we had to get the donuts at the end of the trip because we had so many snack credits. Those were the best days. Yep. We took home Edamame's donuts.
Did we lose him?
I think we might have lost him. I don't know. It looks like he's still here. Maybe not. I think I put him on hold. All right, let me just reset this here. And sorry about that. I don't know what's going on. It's never given us this trouble, but it's probably a Skype update, of course.
Technology. Yeah.
All right, real quick, I want to say Patrick said his advice to travelers, especially with little kids, 2 days in the Magic Kingdom with the young kids to make sure they hit all of the character meets. Also, character meals are a great way to kill two birds with one stone, people are saying.
Yes.
Whoa, definitely. Wait a second. Megan says, hello from Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. Just got married at the Grand Floridian. Now we're enjoying the honeymoon.
Congrats! Woo. Exciting.
We're going to make do with this. All right, we have another caller on the line. Hey, who's joining us?
Hi, Mike.
Hey.
Bob from Connecticut.
Hey, Bob. What's
hey,
going
Bob?
On?
Hey, Ricky. Where's the cat?
Where's the cat? Oh, he's actually sleeping right next to me, so he's passed out right now. He's definitely here. So here, I'll swing over for those of you. Yeah, there he is.
Hang on.
All right,
Mike's breaking things. I don't know what's going on.
I think we're good. Okay.
Okay. All right, go ahead, Pat.
I love live.
I thought Pat was here too.
I love when we're live. It's so much fun to be live.
Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, I have a couple of very, very quick tips.
Sorry.
One is lower your phone volume.
Yes.
Persistent caller. Sorry. Caller, wait till this call is over, please.
Yes. Lower your phone volume is a good one.
If you've got a little kid and the kid has an accident.
Sorry. I apologize. You might need,
yeah, that's okay. You might need new underwear at the park. Oh. They don't.
Do you guys hear that?
Yes.
Okay. Because. 913 area code. Call in just a few minutes. Wait till this caller's done, please.
Yep.
They may.
Yeah, when you need new underwear, new undies for a kid at the park, if you're at the Magic Kingdom, they don't have them out on display. But ask. They're behind the counter.
That's good.
That's a good tip.
That's good.
Yep.
Yeah, especially for like the kids maybe who didn't have an accident, but or also, you know, we're playing in the splash pads too. You know, mom doesn't think about accidentally didn't bring an extra pair of underwear or something like that. They brought everything else, but no underwear. So that's a good tip too. I didn't know that they had underwear behind the back. So that's a really good tip. Actually.
Yeah, you only discover it the bad way.
I'm sure you do.
You
yes.
don't want to discover that tip.
Yes, I'm yeah. sure.
Another personal note is I do recommend Memory Maker, but if you get Memory Maker, bring a comb and use it occasionally.
I wear a hat. That's what I do.
See, yeah, I wear ears.
I apparently wear hair straight up in the air.
That's what mine would look like if I didn't have a hat on.
Oh, those are good tips. I like them. I like them a lot.
One last tip is there's a lot of water in the parks, you know, especially Cali River Ride.
Mm-hmm.
If you go on the parks and you get damp and then go to a good restaurant for lunch where they have wood chairs, you will raise the finish of the wood chair and leave a nice butt print.
Oh, no.
That's a great tip. Maybe it'll wick. Maybe the wood will wick the water right away from your clothes.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was embarrassing.
I was gonna say that probably did not go well. No. Oh.
No. No.
No.
Especially when it turned out that the waiter at the restaurant went to the other high school in town.
Oh no. Whoopsies.
So, my 15-year-old son loved it at the time. He was 15.
Oh my gosh.
So.
Bad luck.
Yep.
Yes.
Speaking of high school stuff.
But those are my
like the pre-show. All right. Well, Bob,
you can't. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Skype is
great. Appreciate it.
Yes. And I'm going to try to do some on Skype here. So I apologize for those calls coming in on top of you. But thank you. That's great advice because you know what? You probably saved a parent this summer. I guarantee you.
Yes, you did.
You would have saved me because I'd have been like, oh my gosh, what do we do? Vacation's ruined. I panicked.
Well, thanks a lot, guys.
All right, take care, buddy.
Thanks,
talk
Bob.
To you soon.
We'll
Bye-bye.
See you soon.
And again, I apologize for that Skype talking on going on top of it, but the phone line. So let's try to do this. If you have a caller, we have a caller on the line. Just kind of hold up till we hang up, then call in if you're listening. And obviously, you probably are. Hopefully, we got a lot of folks in the live chat. So thank you so much for that. We're putting up comments on the chat live chat on YouTube. Get Target Red Card. Use the Red Card to get your Disney gift cards 5% off. A lot of folks do that. Good tip. Have one person. Go through security with all the bags.
Also
that's from Terry.
Tip.
Yes, that is true. Yes. If you get a rental car, have one go get the car while the rest of the family gets the bags, Jennifer says. That's a good tip.
That is also a fantastic tip because you know both are going to take a long time. So that's a really good tip. I love that. Not just for Walt Disney World or, you know, a Disney vacation, but for in general, I think that's a great tip. So.
I always say, you know, in our family, we always say divide and conquer. Because, like, if you have two or three things to do, it's okay to split up for a few minutes and accomplish, you know, two things at one time. Meet up and you got it done. I like that.
Yep.
Give us a call, 407-413-9395. We'll try this again, 407-413-9395. It changed some settings. Hopefully it's not so loud. And we'll see what happens. All right, so we have another one here. Patrick says, if you have a Sam's Club membership, you can get Disney gift cards cheaper than face value. He said $500 for $486.
Nice.
That's a good one.
That's definitely good.
Oh, yeah. Amy's got a big one. We kind of talked about this on our show that we did that Friday a couple weeks back was that it didn't work. Oh, we'll get it. But this is our caller, 914 area code. Hey, who's joining us?
Hello.
Hello. Who's joining us?
Hey, it's Alfred in New York.
Hey, Alfred. Hey, how Alfred. You doing?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful.
Doing good.
All right. One of my tips would be always make sure you have extra battery life for your phone or your cameras, because it would be that one time when you want that amazing picture and your everything goes dead on you.
That's 100% true. I am very much a person who considers that, because I carry two external batteries at all times. And one of them is a big brick that's 21,000 whatever things. It can charge an iPhone 7 times full in one charge.
Oh, wow. I like
it's
that
huge.
One.
It's like, it's probably.
Oh, it's gigantic.
Yeah, it's like a foot long. But I mean, because people, the thing is, if you have power in a Disney park, for folks that have dying phones, you have friends.
You do. Yes, that's true. You always get asked for help.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Exactly. So does that ever happen to you where you've run out of power and you've had to power? The good news is now they have those fuel rods. If you really got in a pinch, you can pay $30 and get some juice. Whatever they are, $35.
Yeah. But it did happen a few times. Oh, man, I was video recording.
Oh, that's the worst.
Right in the middle of the show, it went dead. Oof. I'm like, no.
It's my worst nightmare.
So now I never leave home without it.
That's right. What was that? The American Express and your external battery.
Yep.
Never leave home without it. That's a good tip. So, that's it. So do you have any, do you buy your external? I recommend the Anker, A-N-K-E-R, external batteries. You can usually catch them on Amazon pretty cheap, and they're high quality and they work well. But I mean, nowadays, a lot of companies just give out the little like cylinder ones for, you know, like a promotional item. I won one on a Disney cruise one time. That was the prize for winning trivia.
They don't last nearly as long. They're just for a good like quick hit if you need something. But at least you have something.
I have a Mophie, so it lasts a while.
And also those external, like the cases that have the external battery built in. I used to use those back with my iPhone 4 and 5. That worked great because it was kind of two birds, one stone. It's right on your phone. So
yeah,
your phone's
but
fat
I use
then.
A Disney case, and Disney doesn't make those.
True.
No, they don't.
I can't believe they don't make those, and they don't make pop sockets. They could make a killing on pop sockets.
No, they make pop sockets now.
Do they? At the parks?
They have an OtterBox one that's a Haunted Mansion themed one right now, and it has a pop socket automatically on it. Like, I know that they have that.
I was on Facebook and a link came up. I forget who had it, but the Disney pop sockets.
But I mean,
a bunch of them
in the parks, though. Think about the killing they could make, because that's something that, like, if they sold them for like $10, I mean, everybody would buy one.
But this is something that they are selling in the parks. I did see it in Tomorrowland in the Light and Power Company. So the OtterBox that I mentioned, they do have at Walt Disney World right now. So.
Always giving ideas.
Yep.
And we got one. All right, Alfred. Well, thanks for the call, and we'll have our juice. We'll be juiced up. All right. Have a good night, buddy. Good talking to you. Talk to you next time.
Good night.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Good night. Bye-bye.
So I don't know why the sound is not muting my mute button here. It's lying to me.
Sorry, Mike.
I don't know.
I know it's frustrating.
I know. It always is, because I want it to be perfect, and I want you to have to listen to that sound, but I guess we'll have to do it for today. It's a Monday. We'll suffer through and still take your calls, because we love talking to you. So 407-413-9395. Petrico in the chat says, I would love to say for newbies to have fun. Don't get caught up trying to do everything. Enjoy the resort as much as you're going to want to be in the parks. The resorts are just as fun. Amen, brother. That is so true. If you're staying on property, here's another one from the Run, Eat, Drink podcast. If you're staying on property, have your purchase merch delivered to your room instead of hauling it around with you.
Definitely.
I always mean to do that, but I never do. Because I'm always paranoid I'll forget to go to the gift shop. Hang on here. We had two calls come in at the same time. We have one caller on the line from the 931. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, this is Sonia from Nashville. How are y'all?
I solved the problem. Hang on.
Are you sure?
Be patient. Here's what's happening. I'm logged in on two computers. Yes. No wonder, because the big studio computer was online too at the same time, so people were calling both computers. Sorry. Operator error. All right, Sonia.
Sounds about right.
I'm so sorry, but I finally realized, why is that on that second screen? That's not even hooked up to this computer. Anyway. You got to be smart.
Well, I'm glad you solved the mystery. Well,
you know what? It doesn't take a PhD to be a podcaster. I can tell you that. It doesn't even take a kindergarten class. So anyhow, we're here. All right. So we should be good. All right. So what advice do you have for the class of 2019?
Well, I would definitely go along with the Disney gift cards and then just making probably as many fun pictures as you can take with, you know, Memory Maker.
Yes.
Those, I think, even outside of the t-shirts and all those fun things you can do at Disney after graduation, those would be top of mind.
So do you think, I've seen people do this, and I've actually, did Hannah do this? Somebody I know did this. They did their senior pictures at Walt Disney World. Like, they took a cap and gown and props, and they did them around the park.
A couple people have done them recently.
A great idea.
And it's even more fun if you have other people connected in your Disney Experience app so they can see the pictures as they pop up. One of my best picture memories was taking a picture with a I miss you sign since I left my husband at home for vacation. So he got to see that I was thinking about him for a minute before I did something fun at Epcot.
Come on, you didn't miss him for 2 minutes? Just one?
You know, it was about a 2 minute wait for the picture, so you're probably right.
I like it. You know, that is funny because, and Ricky knows because we're friends on My Disney Experience with many people. I am constantly seeing new pictures and getting jealous because inevitably somebody I know is at Walt Disney World. It's one of my friends on My Disney Experience. I'm like, oh, that's a cool picture. You know, like, oh, they just rode Space Mountain. Oh, they just did Tower of Terror. Oh, they're just on Main Street. Yeah, it's fun. It's crazy. You're right. That's a good idea to send them back home with like a message. I miss you.
Yeah. Well, I need a piece of advice from you guys tonight. So I'm going on a girls trip in August. One of my friends is an employee at Universal. So we're going to stay one night at the Polynesian and then we're going to move over to Universal. So one night at the Polynesian, would you watch Happily Ever After from the Polynesian beach or would you go over to Top of the World Lounge? It's going to be my first time using DVC.
Okay, on the count of three, Ricky, we're going to say either Top or we're going to say Poly. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Polly.
Polly. Oh, yes. Good. We said the same thing. Okay.
Just because it's, you know what, Top of the World is an awesome place. I love it. They have really good desserts and stuff and snacks. And one night we tore it up. We had a big cake. We had like all kinds of appetizers and drinks and stuff. It was fun. But it's like the fireworks are super like askew from up there. They're way off to the side. The Polynesian Beach, you're not going to see the projections, but man, there's something to be said for like the grand scope of seeing the whole big picture. I love it from the beach there. What, Ricky, you think?
Yeah, no, I think the beach. I mean, like you said, it is very cool seeing it from, the contemporary from that point of view, from the top of the world, but it is definitely askew. The fireworks are very much off of where the castle is. They are more over Space Mountain, than they are the castle. Mm-hmm. Whereas you would definitely see it more as it's meant to be seen, at the Polynesian. So I'm going to go with Polly.
Okay. Yeah.
Plus they have Dole Whip.
Awesome.
So yeah. You can get a Dole Whip then eat that outside.
And you could catch some kind of good dessert too, probably in Captain Cook's out of the little, the little freezer thing.
And yeah, get, definitely.
Take it out there. Yeah. All right. Well, have fun on that girls trip.
Thank you for that advice. Yeah. And let me give one piece of advice to everyone else. And my husband is absolutely bent on sharing it. But if you guys are not doing it, like bring a Camelback into the parks. Like everyone's dying of, you know, heat exhaustion and needing water. You fill that thing up with ice and water before you leave the resort. And you've got two good cold, ice cold liters of water on your back.
That's funny because I've always thought of that. And I'm thinking, do I really need to carry around water? Like, I don't know. I mean, you're right. It's probably cool on your back.
It's cool on your back. You can put all your stuff in there. So I don't carry a separate backpack. Like when the first time we went, he brought a Camelback and I thought it was a lame idea. And I drank from his straw for like an entire week. And he's like, nope, next time you will have your own. So if you're on the fence about it, get it because it's a game changer.
That is. I'll have to consider that. Let me ask you this, too. Ricky, pay attention.
I am.
Because both of you guys are here. I'm asking you. Are fanny packs back? Speaking of Camelbacks, are the fanny packs back? Because, like, my daughter has four of them. Like, they love them. They got them for cheerleading, like, competitions. They were some of the, like, swag. Are we wearing fanny packs
again,
like the 90s?
But I can't accept it.
Like, I'm with you. I 100% agree with you. I have seen them in the parks. I see them being worn all the time. And I'm just like, nope, 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 nope. Not going there. Not doing it. I will that. Like, there are certain things I won't do that are retro. That is one of them. I will carry a zip bag, you know, the cinch bag. I'll carry that just fine. I'm not wearing a fanny pack. It's not happening. You will not see me in one. I'm putting it down right now. I will never wear a fanny pack ever again. I have worn them in the past. I'm not doing it again.
What if Justin Timberlake wore one?
Justin wouldn't
wear one. No, Ricky, don't do it.
That's the question.
Justin wouldn't wear one.
You're probably right. I don't think he would. All right. Well, Sonya, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. And just have a good time on that trip.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. Bye.
All righty. 9 calls it. I think I have it fixed. Knock on wood. 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. And for everybody listening on the podcast today, and my apologies for that, but we are moving past that. I don't have everything was lighting up. And I'm like, wait a second. Wait, why is everything in the world, in the studio, lighting up when people call in? So I think that was it. So give us a call. Watch, nobody will call now the rest of the night.
I like how Joe says it's European carryall. Yeah, that's fine. I'm still not wearing one.
It worked. Yes. Hey, caller. We have a caller on the line. Who's joining us?
Hey, Mike and Ricky. It's Will from Buffalo.
Hey, Will.
Hey, Will. Fanny pack or no?
Yeah.
No,
are you joking. Pro or anti fanny pack? Or that's the question of the day.
Gosh. I would say no fanny packs, but I think the ultimate would be like Crocs and socks with like a fanny pack. I'm sure we're going to start seeing that pretty soon.
I should totally do that for one day just for Mallory's sake on our trip coming up here in a couple weeks.
Yes.
Because I have Crocs and I have socks. Oh, and cargo shorts.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. The perfect rally
with
cap.
With the
on
fanny
top.
Pack. Yeah, that should. Yes. I could.
That baseball helmet that had like the held like the two beers on the side with the straw. Forget the camelback. I'm just gonna put like the Cardinals helmet with the two cans of soda, I guess, in the Magic Kingdom and the straw right into my mouth.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
That'd be awesome.
I feel like a Halloween costume is coming out of this. Yeah.
So what advice do you have?
So I would say after being there and bunch of times and realizing that Florida rains a lot, that it's very important to have dry feet. So there's like two different things you can do. One would be you could try to find a good pair of waterproof shoes, but I guess you would have to be careful and make sure they're broken in. And the other thing I've done, because I play hockey like you do, Mike, and I ref, so sometimes I will take a hair dryer and actually put it in my skates to dry out my skates. And I guess in theory, you could do that with your shoes if they were wet. So you didn't have wet feet the whole time. The only problem would just be the smell that would go throughout the room. So yeah.
No,
take out the grain of salt.
I've done that with wet shoes because, you know, Caribbean Beach, I think, still has them. But, you know, years ago, the rooms had, you know, not the kind of central air, but more of that big, you know, in the corner of the room, the air thing. And I just sit all my shoes on that thing and dry them out, you know, with the air conditioning or the heat, whatever. And probably killed the rest of my family.
There is nothing worse than that, the wet, smelly shoe smell, because I can tell you from personal experience, Brian had a pair of wet, smelly shoes in the closet today, and we were both like, what is that smell? And then we realized it was the shoes, and as soon as he took them out, yes, okay, we found the smell. Cool. He fell in the lake, or the river this weekend, so.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what, too, though? People say, and I haven't done this, but, I mean, people swear about this, you know, like if you're marathon weekend, you go down, and, you know, maybe you only have two good pair of sneakers, and you're doing dopey, and there's been years where it's rained every day. And they say, you know, take newspaper, and it really does wick the water out of your shoes, which, you know, nowadays it's not as easy to find a newspaper, it's sad to say, but, you know, maybe throw some in the bottom of your suitcase if you're, you know, I always pack a lot of shoes just for that fact. I cannot have wet shoes. That would drive me nuts.
Yeah, it was the worst. We got, like, waterlogged feet and then had, like, blisters after a day. So it rained on the first day, like, monsooning. And, of course, we're at Epcot where there's really nowhere to hide out, and it was bad.
Yeah. Ugh.
So you play hockey and you're ref, huh?
I do. I think I'm a better ref than hockey player, but I don't think the coaches or players agree with that. But it's awesome.
Check your voicemail, ref. You missed a couple calls. I love it.
The best thing is that when you have like adult league, it's like adult daycare out there, and
oh, yeah.
They're trying to fight each other and hit each other, and it's like, what are you guys doing? We all have to go to work the next day. Come on now.
I know. Well, because I used to play. Well, of course, like I played with all adults when I played. You know, I'm not playing anymore, but because same thing, I wanted to actually be able to walk to work the next day. But yeah, it was. You'd always have some 18-year-old kid who's you know senior in high school. They're like, we let him play. And he's, you know, we're all like, you know, 35, 40 years old, have a mortgage, have a job, you know, working 50, 60 hours a week. And this 18-year-old comes in and like slew foots everybody, you know, and like, because I'm going to end up in traction because of this jerk trying to win the Stanley Cup. We're just playing roller hockey, you know, you don't have to kill us. Like, come on now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember those days.
And do you have a quick second if I ask a quick dining choice?
Absolutely. That's why we're here.
Okay. So right now we're doing our first. Because we're staying at Yacht Club, we're doing the Cape May Cafe for dinner. And then on our Animal Kingdom Day, my wife really wants to take our kids over to Rainforest, but I'm kind of really against doing that. So I was thinking, sorry, that's my daughter, thinking that if we, on the first night, did T-Rex, I think T-Rex is probably a little bit better than Rainforest on the first night, and then did Tusker House on our Animal Kingdom Day. I would think those two are the better combo than the Cape May and the Rainforest.
I really like Tusker House a lot. It's a hidden gem. And I would say T-Rex over Rainforest, but I've actually never eaten in either.
Oh, really? You haven't eaten? Well, I've eaten at Rainforest. I haven't done T-Rex because, you know, dinosaurs. But I think that I would agree that I would probably do T-Rex and then Tusker House. I think it's a stronger choice than doing. I like Cape May a lot because I, you know, all you can eat crab legs, hello. But I still think that the combination is probably stronger if you did T-Rex and Tusker.
Because yeah. I'm trying to tell my wife, I'm like, we can go to Rainforest anywhere. Well,
that's true.
We have one in Niagara Falls. Like, we can go there all the time. She's like, well, you never take us. Like, well, it's because I'm cheap, but you know.
All right, well, so here's the deal. If you take her, then you don't have to worry about taking her to T-Rex either, and you can go anywhere else that you want. So you can go to Cape May then.
Perfect. So, like, would you say probably then Cape May and then Tusker House would probably be the best out of all those?
Well, yeah. I mean,
yeah, that would totally be the best.
Yeah, that would be the better one. Yeah. So take her to Rainforest, buck up the money, take her to Rainforest Cafe in Niagara, and then go to Cape May and Tusker House at Walt Disney World.
think about it too.
Do some more adult take.
Well, think about it too. If you do Cape May and Tusker, you're doing two character meals and you're killing a lot. You know, you're meeting tons of characters and you don't have to
Cape
do it later.
Cape May is not a character meal at dinner.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking breakfast. Yeah. I don't know what I was thinking. Yeah, you're right. Goofy running around the swimsuit. I'm focused on that goofy swimsuit.
It'll be okay. I think the crab legs will make up for it. So.
Yeah, it will. Trust me. It will.
It's like a casino around here. Friday night at the boat. Let's go get crab legs.
I do miss that I don't have any casinos near me because Brian and I would go to the casino for crab leg Friday all the time. It was that we ate our weight in.
Yeah, I don't know if that's like a thing around the whole country, but yeah, that's it in St. Louis. Boy, you go to the boat for the crab legs at the casino on Friday night, and there's fights. You see it on the news, like fight breaks out over all you can eat crab legs at the Casino Queen.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, like the Cape May, just for like people watching alone, like when those crab legs come down and you see like grandmas with like walkers coming out of nowhere and like laying out elbows. I mean, it's gotta be awesome.
All right, what's the hashtag gonna be, because I gotta check out the videos. That's awesome. All right, well, hey, you dirty old hockey player, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for calling in. Raf, get your eyes open.
Yes, I'll try. I'm blind and deaf, though.
That's it. All right, thanks for the call. Okay. See you, buddy.
Thanks. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
All right, 407-413-9395. Now we're getting calls from refs.
Yes,
makes me a little nervous. We got some good ones here in the chat. Bring your own straws. I like that one.
Yes.
At 99 cents. You could buy it at the beginning of the trip, even. Little plastic Mickey ones, and just holster it. We're going to sell those soon on the store. So you can
carry.
I'm going to come up with something patent pending.
You better figure out how to make those because I don't know how to.
No, just the holster, not the straw.
Oh, the holster. Yeah, exactly. Okay, got it.
All right, we have another call. Who's joining us?
Hi, this is Morgan from North Carolina.
Hey, Morgan.
Hey, Morgan.
We're big on the East Coast today. Thanks for calling in.
I'm doing really well. I am 20 days from my next trip, and I teach 8th grade, and we are 7 days away from the end of school, so life is good.
God bless you for teaching middle school kids. I don't know how you do it. I taught 6th grade forever, and that was old enough, because they all thought they were 20.
Well, you, I know, they're still cute when they're in 6th grade, and by the time they get to me, I'm like, what happened? But I love them. I love my 8th graders.
Oh, God bless you. So what's going on?
So I actually have two things to share, if that's okay, just
yeah,
things
sure.
I've kind of
yeah,
learned
absolutely.
Over different trips. So the first thing is I always put things in my park bag in just clear Ziploc bags. And I've had security cast members tell me multiple times how much they appreciate just being able to pull it out, see stuff really easily. So I would suggest that if people are looking for methods to pack for the parks.
Good that's tip. Awesome.
Yeah, it's always that. Funny because I love to hear like what's in people's bags. Because you know, there's always inevitably something that I never would have thought about, but it's like the most useful thing. It's like, God, I've been going for 20 years. Why didn't I think about that? It's a good tip. I like
right.
That. What's your other one?
And then the other thing I actually didn't do until the last trip I was on, and I don't know why, is pre-park opening breakfast. I mean, it's just the perfect thing to be able to get in. I did one at Magic Kingdom. And then one at Epcot. And I mean, it's just amazing walking into an empty park and then you're done. I had at Akershus and Epcot and we walked onto Frozen twice, like right after we ate. I mean, no line at all. Nice. And then ate at Be Our Guest and popped over to get in line for Mine Train and walked right onto that. I mean, it's just awesome to be able to get in early and then eat and then you're ready to go for the day.
Yeah, it's like you're not fighting the crowds. You're already like, you know, everybody else is starting at step one. You're starting at like step five.
Right.
Exactly. You can see the masses like from behind the castle and you're like, ooh, I'm so glad I'm on this side.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, that's what we look like storming the park when they open.
Yes. Got it. Noted.
Ricky, have you ever made one like a pre-park opening ADR? Have you ever done that?
Oh, you're
no?
adorable.
I think you did.
That's absolutely adorable that you think I've done that. No, I haven't done that.
I've done it many times. It is sweet. It's like being a VIP because it's usually you and the folks that may be on some kind of a tour. Like the tours get in before the parks, but it's
exactly.
Talk about maximizing your time and the pictures. I mean, you get like 5 to 10 minutes of just getting awesome pictures. You'll never get otherwise.
It's so empty. It's so nice. Yeah. You have to get up early. That's for sure. But it's totally worth it to do at least one morning on your trip, I think.
Nice. So where are you staying when you're heading down?
So I don't know. I called a couple months ago with my boyfriend. Actually, we were the Bay Lake teachers.
Oh yeah.
So we're splitting between, French Quarter. We've never stayed there before, so we're excited. And then we're going to go to Bay Lake for 2 nights, and then we're actually ending our trip at Coronado for a night. We've never stayed there either, so lots of new places this time.
Awesome. And the new restaurant's open now, right, Ricky? The Three Bridges? I thought I saw that.
I thought I saw something about that, too, but I haven't really, like, researched it much. I thought I saw something about it, though, too.
Yeah, so. I want to get there. You're going to love Coronado. Yeah. It's sweet. All of them.
We're excited to check it out. Yeah.
We'll be down about the same time. So look for me. Hopefully we'll be there. We'll be there on the 25th. Maybe I'll miss you. Maybe I'll be
there. Yeah, we've been talking about. We're like, we really hope we run into you guys. I think we're overlapping, but y'all are on the cruise for a big part of them. We'll be there, but hopefully we'll see you.
All right. Well, look for us. I'm on you know, I post every movement I make on social media, so it's not hard to find me.
Yeah.
All right. Well, have a good one. And, hey, hang in there with those kids, man. This is the most dangerous week. Have fun.
Thank you. We're almost done.
That's right. All right. Take care. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Gotta love 8th grade school teachers. Whew. Talk about that and first responders, man.
Yeah, right.
It's about the same thing. About the same danger level this time of year, at least. Laszlo, okay. Laszlo saying Blizzard Beach, Typhoon Lagoon. Never been to a water park and want to do something different on an upcoming trip. 1, 2, 3. Typhoon Lagoon.
Blizzard Beach, no, because we disagree. I knew that was coming.
Amy says, arrive early your first day, unpack, swim, have a nice meal, and get to bed at a decent time. Oh, I like the way Amy thinks. I love my sleep. We arrived in the evening for our last trip, and we hardly got to enjoy the resort and didn't make it to Disney Springs. That's a crime nowadays not to go to Disney Springs, and I can't believe I'm saying that.
I know.
It's crazy. I like Disney Springs. I love Disney Springs. Yeah, something's wrong with me. All right, we have another caller on the line. Who's joining us?
Hey, Mike, it's Justin from Plymouth, Mass.
Justin.
Hey, Justin.
Hey, whoa. Are you a Bruins fan?
Yeah, man. I'm just saying the Bruins are taking it all the way.
Well, by the time the show comes out, it's done either way. So we'll just have to cross our fingers. Let's go Blues. All right, go ahead.
You know it.
What's going on?
So, you know, I've been listening to the show. I listened to the other half of the show the other night. And you guys gave some great advice.
Thank you.
That's good.
And as you always do. And, you know, one of the things we talk about is my wife always talks about bringing enough pairs of shoes, right? Mm-hmm. And that sounds like a crazy thing for a woman to talk about because women don't know anything about shoes. But she wants to bring more shoes so she's more comfortable. She can change her shoes every day.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I must be a woman then because I do like to have plenty of, but they're all sneakers. Oh, well, they're sneakers and I'm bringing one pair of sliders. That's it.
Hey, that's what I do. I keep a pair of flip-flops in the backpack. So sometimes during the day, your feet get tired. You got to change those. You can't let your dogs wear down on you.
No, that's it. If you, once your feet hurt, you're done. You're just that's a pile. You're just a pile of nothing.
That's it. You know, the other thing, some people keep talking about dining. The last caller was talking about, you know, getting that early reservation in the theme park.
Yep.
That's a great idea. And I tell you, I don't think people give enough credit to going to character meals, because even if it's just an adults-only trip or you got a couple of older kids, you'd be surprised at how great that interaction is with those characters, whether they're face characters or just costume characters. They're always a really good test. We think you should always book those, too.
Yeah, I'm 100% with you, Ricky. You do that. I mean, that's one of the things, because, you know, you don't have kids. A lot of people say, well, you know, I do them for my kids. But I think the thing is, any Disney fan, that's going to be your best character interaction because, you know, you're sitting down, you're relaxed. You're not just, like, standing in line, okay, next family. So, Ricky,
although I will admit, Disney has gotten better about doing better character interactions when you're waiting in line. I've had some really, really good ones recently. But yeah, especially because with those character interactions in the restaurants, you get to do multiple characters back to back to back to back. So that way you don't have to wait all that time in the line. And yeah, as an adult, that time is valuable. Mm-hmm. And I have had some great character interactions too. So I don't shy away from character meals as an adult. And I don't know why people started telling people to do that. But yeah, I think that it's a fine thing to do as an adult, and I'm gladly, you know, we'll do one. Now they're pricey.
Yep.
So if you're on the dining plan, it's a really good option. You know, if you're paying out of pocket, it gets a little more iffy. But if you're on a dining plan and you're two adults, yeah, I say absolutely make that character, you know, meal reservation and go have fun.
Well, time is money too. I mean, by doing that, you're getting your meal and you're getting your character meet and greets. You're not having to do that later on, spend an hour in the park meeting, you know, Mickey or whoever.
Yeah. So. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You're getting it all cleared out at once. You know, there's also websites out there that you can use that I've done research on how to interact better with the characters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. So
yeah, there's
we went to Mexico. I was talking to Donald Duck. He was outside of Mexico doing a greeting, and I asked him where I can get a Mickey Mouse T-shirt. And he blew his top. He pushed me out of the picture. He wouldn't take a picture with me. He would only take a picture of my wife and daughter.
Yep. Yep.
You know, that kind of stuff's always fun.
You gotta be careful with Donald, man. He's hot tempered, you know.
He's temperamental, my friend.
Yeah, he is.
If you wear ears that are butt-eared, loves you. I'm just saying, I did a meet and greet with Donald, and he absolutely loved me because I had the Donald butt ears on, so I was perfectly happy.
I can't believe they even make those things.
I saw them, and I knew I had to buy them. So,
all right, let me ask you real quick before we cut you loose. What's your favorite, like the go-to character meal?
You know, we love Chef Mickey's, but we don't always get to that one. This time we're doing Crystal Palace again because we dig that. You know, I jumped out at Piglet and scared him because he's all timid and stuff.
I want to travel with you. You are wild.
I know, right?
Yeah. You know, it's a good time. One time I asked Mickey Mouse when he was going to propose to Minnie, and then when Minnie came around at Chef Mickey's, I told Minnie that if my wife wasn't with me, I would propose to her. She went and got Mickey. She also tried to pull the engagement ring or the wedding ring off my wife's hand.
Oh, my gosh. But you're like a home wrecker.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do.
I guess so.
But, yeah, we like Chef Mickey's. We like Crystal Palace. I haven't been to a bad one. I think they're all fun. I like some of the face ones. 1900 Park Fair, the nighttime one, the dinner, that's great.
Yeah. With the stepsisters.
Yes,
they're
like
fantastic.
That.
Yeah.
You know what? I was always intimidated to do that one because it was in the Grand, you know, like, I'm not supposed to be here. It's too fancy. And it really, I mean, the characters are great, but the buffet, as I recall, the couple times we did it, it did have a little bit of like fancy seafood on it. You know, fancy for me. Yeah. I mean, I'm from St. Louis.
It's all about the strawberry.
Yeah,
I think it was sushi.
I think it was good sushi. Yeah. It's good food. It's a good environment. It's a good time.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for calling in and you have a good rest of your night. And thanks. We'll talk to you next time.
All right, Mike, go Bruins.
Yes.
See ya.
Let's go loose. All right, see you later. I'm going to hit the mute button before he answers. I love our callers. So much fun. All right, we have a few more minutes to give us a call, 407-413-9395. We've got great advice. Let's see. So Laszlo, again, the correct answer was Typhoon Lagoon for the water park, and he's giving.
No, it wasn't.
William says hashtag scaring the piglet.
I like it. Yes.
Are you allowed to like jump out and scare the characters?
I guess. I guess you can.
I'm just thinking they might be one of those things. They're like, let's, sir, we're going to take a walk.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Let's get a question real quick. Is the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party crazy busy the closer you get to Halloween, or the crowd stay consistent because it's ticketed? It gets busier towards Halloween.
It gets much busier during Halloween. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. 474-139-3-9-5. So
that was pretty.
The fanny pack, though.
No. We're not doing the fanny pack.
Bringing it back. What about a fanny pack with a built-in straw holder?
No.
We have gotten some great advice, though, here. I mean, really, you know, Keisha says, Keisha Davis here in the chat, my dad has been wearing a fanny pack to Disney for the past 30 years. In his mind, they've never gone out of style. So, you know, I think if you've never taken it off, like for your Disney trips, like you're consistently wearing it, every trip, then you're like grandfathered in, like it's a clause. Like it's never gone out of style because you never allowed it to.
No. Say no to fanny packs.
I see another t-shirt.
Yes. That should be another t-shirt.
I can totally see this. I totally see it.
Let's see here.
We had another one. Somebody's asking why I consider the Disney Springs hotels off site because he saw them on a billboard. Yeah, that's funny. Let's see here. Oh yeah, don't buy water in the parks because you can go to a counter service restaurant and get ice water for free.
That is true.
Especially in the summertime, they'll even kind of like have it like ready to go because they just know people are going to ask.
I know like at the Starbucks locations, they usually have so that people don't constantly come in and ask for cups of water, they usually have like a little spigot, you know, by where they have some of the like supplies, and you can get cups of water from that usually a lot of times too. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and shout out to Matt Parrish, who loves our show, who's in the chat.
Yes, I love getting to talk to Matt Parrish. I'm just saying, it's pretty awesome, you know, getting to have conversations with him.
What's their show, like the 1942 or something like that?
1942, that's it, yeah.
Oh, it's the 3028. That's right.
You can hear yours truly on One Way Radio. So
there you go.
You know, I'm just saying.
All right, Jonelle says, take a nightlight in pop-up hamper. Take a heating pad if your back hurts after walking all day.
Very smart. The pop-up hamper is a great idea too. And the nightlight, because, you know, inevitably, because you are in a strange place.
Dude, I always rock my toe. I always break my toes on something in the middle of the
night. And you didn't remember you left your suitcase there. And then you like walk through and you're like, and then you're trying not to wake up your significant other. And yeah, just... it's really bad.
Sounds like you get murdered. Because if you hit your little toe, you're just like screaming. You're like, this. Like a little toe brings so much pain.
Who knew that had so much hurt
exactly
to it?
That's what I'm saying. I know it's
always
the smallest
thing. It's so tiny. Why do you hurt so much?
Like, if this thing would have fallen off, it wouldn't hurt that bad. You know, you want to know a pro tip though? If you wear an Apple Watch for that situation, okay, one thing is, before you get out of bed, you know, keep your Apple Watch on the nightstand next to you. So if you're going to get up and go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, put your Apple Watch on so you get that stand hour. Okay. So like you get credit for being up.
Because... only you, Mike Rollman. Only you.
Okay. I'm competitive. Okay. But that's only part of the deal. So the second thing is, do you know that if you flip up from the bottom on your Apple Watch, there's actually a flashlight on the Apple Watch?
What?
It's just basically a white screen, but you put that in the middle of the night, it will light up. It actually gives off enough light that you can kind of navigate around your room.
I did not.
Built-in flashlight on your wrist. Of course, your phone has one too, but that's even better. This little flashlight, just
Thank
swipe
you.
Up
you
from the bottom.
You bought me something new today.
Look
that's
that.
Awesome.
I'm also your Apple fanboy.
Yes, that's true.
Oh, Alfred's smart. Or you can just leave the bathroom light on.
Well, that's true, too.
That probably solves the problem, too.
That's true, too. Yeah.
Anyway, and also umbrellas. Brittany hates to be wet and hates ponchos.
Oh, I hate ponchos too. No, they're awful. They're like sweaty saunas, and I don't want them. No, they're terrible. I would much rather have the umbrella too.
Yep, you're an umbrella person, totally.
I am, absolutely, 100%.
James Martin Tucker says, bring the $3 for $1 ponchos when it rains or for water rides, because you can get those like at the dollar store, I guess, right?
And then you can just throw them away when you're done, yes. But I would do it for the water rides more than especially if you're at Universal. Those water rides...
Yes.
No joke.
No
Those
kidding.
Are soaking water rides.
That is the truth. Yeah. They try to make me miserable.
Yeah, they're awful.
And then Mike says, will July 4th week be less crowded with the impending opening of Galaxy's Edge and folks holding off on their trips? I will say, and again, knock on wood, we go the 4th of July every summer, and it's not a crowded week. It's usually really nice. I hope it is again.
You know, it wasn't awful Memorial Day weekend either. I mean, you know, I've been there for the past few Memorial Days and didn't think it was super crowded. I mean, it was, the crowds were definitely starting to come in, but it wasn't, you know, wasn't awful. So yeah, it was manageable. Let's put it that way. I mean, we even managed to score day of fast passes for Flight of Passage. So, I mean, you know, we'd already used our others, but yeah, we scored day of fast passes.
Yep. All right, and last question. Jared says, should you drive or take the bus from POP to DHS for the first day of Galaxy's Edge? I would probably Uber.
Well, I mean, if he wants to drive, I would drive.
Oh, yeah, drive. Okay, yeah, I mean, yeah, your own car. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Because you're going to want to be there way... I mean, you're going to a camp, I would think.
Well...
Don't you think?
Yeah, but I mean, it opens at 6 in the morning.
So I would go like at midnight.
You're going to go at midnight?
I mean, I would. I mean, but I'm one of those people that was at the Apple store at midnight to get my iPhones back in the day.
Yeah. I mean, it'll depend on what time Disneyland starts letting people, you know, start lining up too. I mean, I think that the parking lot will probably be open early, but, you know, it depends on what time they start letting you actually get up and get out of your car and stuff like that.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for today's show. Thank you so much for all the great calls. And thanks for putting up with the double Skype issue there at the beginning of the show.
Yes.
Sorry for blasting your ears with that annoying Skype ring. But we have figured it out and it will not happen again moving forward.
He says
So big news. Join us for the next show. Next show is episode 1500 on Wednesday.
What?
Yes. Yeah. So watch the social media because we'll be opening the phone lines for episode 1500. So you can be a part of that show. Because you guys have made the show what it is over the last 11 years. I'm going to say 15 years. Not quite.
No, not 15. Not
1,500
quite.
Shows, but 11 years or so. So we want you to be a part of that. So thank you so much for being a part of episode 1499 and calling in. We appreciate that so much. And we're going to be doing more of this live on Facebook. We love taking your calls. This makes it way, way more fun. So don't forget today's show brought to you by our friends over at touringplans.com. They keep you out of lines and seeing the most amount of attractions possible on your next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Universal vacation. Check out all of the great stuff, including great blog articles by somebody sitting to my left.
Yes, I've been writing a lot. So.
All right, over at blog.touringplans.com. But check them out. Tell them we said hello, touringplans.com. Shop till you drop on Amazon, but use our Amazon affiliate link. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Help support the show. Cost you nothing extra. Get all your Prime benefits. And we appreciate that so much. Again, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Give us a follow on the social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestPod and at BeOurGuestMike. And I'm heading down in just about a week. So you're going to want to follow along with that. I post pictures from all over the place when I'm there, so it's going to be a lot of fun. Also, check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, time to get out of here. Let's get on with your Monday. Thank you so much for starting the week with us. We'll be back in on Wednesday celebrating 1,500 episodes of the show. But until then, for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike wishing you a great Monday. Time to head back to work, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.